You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We've got some positive news to share about a group of Green Bay's Preble High School students. A group of students has organized a fundraiser called Touchdowns for Hope in honor of their DECA advisor, whose mother died of cancer 2 days before the group's national competition last year. Despite the personal loss, that advisor flew to the competition for the week, saying she couldn't let her students down. The Touchdowns for Hope fundraiser will take place at Preble's football game tomorrow night against Appleton West. Students will be selling donated gift baskets with proceeds going to families with children who have cancer. Preble's been surrounded by controversy after police found a gun in a backpack a couple weeks ago, prompting new security measures for the entire Green Bay Area School District. The district's Director of Communications, Lori Blakesley, tells WGBW News the efforts of their DECA students are just one of the many positive ways Preble students show up every day. The Green Bay Packers rank near the top in many areas, but now there's one more to add to the list. The Packers rank among the NFL's top social media powerhouses, according to a recent study. The online betting site PickWise analyzed the performance of every NFL team across TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X for all 32 teams in the NFL to find out which teams are dominating the social media space. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. The study's author says the Packers' high ranking comes from having some of the highest numbers on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X in the league. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie, and that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions in keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. They're just a bunch of fun-loving girl pop stars who happen to kill demons as a side hustle under secret identities. K-pop Demon Hunters has gained momentum all summer as the streaming juggernaut, but at the end of August, it was finally number one in Nielsen ratings for overall streaming, according to The Hollywood Reporter. When it comes to streamers, Nielsen measures minutes watched as opposed to households when it comes to ratings. K-pop Demon Hunters had over a billion minutes viewed. That's impressive, especially when you take into account that none of those minutes came from my house. Check it out. Lucy Liu has carved out a pretty cool career for herself. Her credits include Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, and Chicago. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she is about to play a small-town Chinatown luxury art dealer in the new crime drama Superfakes. The two-time Emmy nominee will also executive produce the series, which will drop at some point on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.